Buckeye Career Center seeks a renewal levy. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A 1 mil renewal is up for voter decision next week for the Buckeye Joint Vocational School District. This issue includes Carroll, Harrison, Holmes, Coshocton, Stark, Wayne, Guernsey, and Tuscarawas counties. Buckeye Career Center Superintendent Bob Alsept explains that the levy is not a new tax, but a renewal that has been in place since 1994.
It's on the ballot in all of those counties and in certain precincts, because some of the precincts would not be part of our Career Center district. And we certainly hope that the voters will continue to support us and allow us to educate.
The 1 mil levy, which is a cost of about $3 for a $100,000 home, generates $2.7 million over the district area.
75% of that would go into our general fund, which is salaries and benefits. 25% goes into permanent improvement, which can only be used for building maintenance, equipment purchases, technology purchases.
Alsept asks voters for their approval of Issue 2 as the need for skilled workers continues to increase in the state and country. Polls open on November 6th at 6:30 a.m. and once they close at 7:30 p.m., be sure to listen to WTUZ for all of your election results. A new Philadelphia man will spend time in a corrections facility in place of a prison term. Matthew Jenkins, 38, was charged with burglary and assault following an altercation earlier this year. Assistant Tuscarawas County Prosecutor Scott Diedrich explains the defendant is alleged to have entered into an acquaintance's apartment where an argument ensued and Jenkins physically attacked someone.
There was a fight at that point and eventually he was forced out of the home by people that were there. The authorities arrived, the medical people arrived, people were treated, and ultimately it was determined that Mr. Jenkins was the aggressor and he was arrested.
The imposed sentence was 18 months in prison. However, Diedrich says that term was reserved.
With 2 years of reporting probation, which will be intensive in nature, he is required to complete the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center program in Wintersville, Ohio.
Jenkins will remain in the local jail until a space becomes available at EOCC. And in state news, the campaign manager for a Democratic candidate seeking a congressional seat in the Cincinnati area has resigned days after Republican officials accused his campaign of stealing sensitive voter data from his opponent. The Cincinnati Enquirer reports Aftab Purvial says Sarah Topi resigned Tuesday based on new information. Purvial, seeking the District 1 House seat held by Republican Steve Chabot, said in a statement he'd learned someone hadn't lived up to his campaign standards. And in sports, the West Holmes Knights football team joined the Big Z Sports Extra Point show last night. The crew also recapped Week 10 and looked ahead to the first round of the playoffs. If you missed any of that, you can find it at WTUZ.com, on Facebook, or Twitter. The Cavs are back in action tonight after securing their first win of the season 2 nights ago. They welcome the 6-1 Denver Nuggets at 7 o'clock. And in hockey, Pittsburgh's in New York tonight to battle the Islanders. The Penguins beat them at home 2 nights ago. And the Blue Jackets, they're in San Jose tonight versus the Sharks at 10:30. Your news this morning is brought to you by Century National Bank in New Philadelphia. Reliable, responsive lenders. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Flood watch is in effect through tonight with periods of rain in the forecast. High temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Today, tonight, cloudy with rain, low temperature in the upper 40s. Just a few showers left over Friday morning, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with highs near 50 degrees. A few showers Saturday morning, mostly cloudy and cool, high 48. Looking nicer Sunday, but some frost in the morning with lows in the mid-30s. Afternoon high Sunday with sunshine in the mid-50s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.